Later, as I got into the elevator and pressed the button for the lobby of Trump Tower, my mind was racing. Why do most investors play it safe, or invest not to lose? And why do others invest to win? As the elevator door opened to the lobby, a question came to mind. What is the difference between a person who plays to win and a gambler? And what about risk? As I reached the sidewalk on Fifth Avenue and hailed a cab, I realized the reason most people invest not to lose is because most people think investing is risky, or that investing is gambling. Many also believe that to get higher returns means you have to take on more risk. Nothing could be further from the truth. Sitting in the cab, I recall the 90-10 rule of money my rich dad taught me years ago, and about which I have written in my other books. Simply put, in the game of money, 10% of the players win 90% of the money. For example, in the game of golf, 10% of all professional players win 90% of the money, and 90% of the professional players split the remaining 10%. The 90-10 rule has served as a trusty rule of thumb in my life, though I know of no scientific studies that have set out to prove it. We've all heard how 10% of all Americans own 90% of the available wealth. When you look at real estate investors, it is safe to say that 10% again own or control 90% of the wealth, with the greatest amount going to the top 1% of that 10%. One of the ways this 90-10 rule has been useful for me is in choosing my endeavors. For example, one of the reasons I have not taken up the game of golf as a profession is simply because I do not think I could be in the top 10%. Not only do I believe I don't have the talent, I do not have the desire. When I decided to write Rich Dad, Poor Dad and create my board game, Cashflow, I was not only pretty certain my book and game could do well, I also wanted to do well, even though I had never been a good writer or ever developed a board game. I wanted to do well, I wanted to teach, and I wanted to win. As my taxi headed down Fifth Avenue toward my hotel, I got clearer about this book. This book was going to be about living life to enjoy life. It was going to be about playing the game of life to win rather than living a life of avoiding loss. Instead of living life below one's means, this book was to be about living life beyond one's wildest dreams.